WHDD presents Susan Says.
So much is happening around the world. Not much of it good, folks. I'm sorry, but facts are facts. Like the fact that only 35 Repugs voted to investigate in a bipartisan, pre-negotiated thing to how the insurrection treason occurred. Well, I guess it's better than no one. January 6th will remain a problem for the rest of us. Number two, Israel is continuing to be bashed by the press for defending itself like we would do if Canada, for example, were sending rockets into New Jersey and New York every day trying to kill us. And oh yeah, they are the only country I know of that warns the enemy to get out of targeted buildings. But MSNBC wants to blame them for everything, and I want them to survive, whether you like Bibi or not, and my soldiers do not, so I have, you know, reassessed the thing, but it's the government versus the survival of the entire state, so you know where I stand. The TV show Prodigal Son, with the brilliant Michael Sheen as a doctor serial killer, was canceled. Boo-hoo, I loved it. Though the weirdest thing is the commercials all tended to be about medicine for mental health issues with awful side effects. You know, they think if they show you people smiling and running down a beach, you won't hear what they say, like, you could die if you take this. Big Sky, another TV show I love. It's getting weirder and weirder. A sicko killer escapes. Well, there seems to be a theme in my TV viewing. And I do love those reenactment shows about killer couples, killer neighbors. I have found the secret to happiness. Are you ready? I want you to try this. I'm not kidding. It's a chemical mechanical thing. I found a picture of the cutest baby I had ever seen. I have no idea who she is, but her button nose, her precious rosebud mouth, her huge eyelashes are the best. I made it my screensaver. So every morning when I wake up and come to the computer, she gives me a huge smile, and it's a great way to start the day. Do it, I promise. It helps you. You feel it inside. It's some chemical thing. Finally, for your amusement, the New York Post headline, I swear to God this is true, lethal butt kills hubby. A 224-pound Russian woman faces, wait for it, a heavy sentence for sitting on her husband and asphyxiating him during a boozy dispute. I can't rebut that. See what I did there? Never mind. Bye for now.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.